they share mem hey.
לא יבוא הכוסוף, אלא ליגבויס לנזוקים מן האידיס. וקל וחומר להקדש. המקיבס סיין טו זכן. One Zahra is Cholek and Rabbi Shmuel and the Gather of Meitav, that he holds that Meitav is made of the Mazik and not made of the Nizak, and he's adding the Kalvachimer leHegdesh, that in Hegdesh also you have to pay Meitav. And this Cholek of the Sugi is really to be Mazbir Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kive. What is the Kalvachimer leHegdesh? Michael v'choymer lehegdash. That not only when a person is mazik as chaveiro, he pays meitav. Even when you mazik hegdash, you pay meitav. Kal v'choymer, when you mazik hegdash, you pay meitav. Ilei medinogach turedidan leturede hegdash, sheireyu amar achmone, velo yishor shel hegdash. You don't pay at all. Kal v'choymer lemeitav, you don't pay at all. This is the Gemara's kasha. So we mentioned already yesterday that the Gemara is learning that Mazik Hegdesh is potu. Silenu Shitas Rashi, that Mazik Hegdesh is potu, not Dafka Shor Shenogach, Shen Regel Odom Boir, every Mazik Hegdesh is potu. This is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Tesis also. Just Rashi learns it out from Re'eyu v'loy shel Hegdesh. Tesis learns it out from Atzad HaShoveh, from Odom v'Bor v'Shor. And some Rishonim Taka learn, the Raivet and the Meiri bring down the Shita, that only Shor shel Yisroel shel Nogach Shor shel Hegdesh is Potu. But Shen v'Regel? Chayim. Shen v'Regel is Chayim. This is the Gemara. And when you learn this Gemara, Behilchus Pshat. And I want first, before we go into the Lomdus, the Hilchus Pshat of the Gemara is very shver. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva said, not only Shor shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor shel Akum, Shor shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor shel Yisroel, pays Meita, Afilu, Shor shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor shel Hekdesh, pays Meita, Bekal Vachoyim. For the Gemara, it's not Emes. Shor shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor shel Hekdesh, is Potu. Fragt sich die Kasche. Before the Gemara's Kasche, it's not Emes. Let me say that it's Emes. Shor shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor shel Hekdesh is Chayev. Let me say that we don't darshan Re'eyu v'loy shel Hekdesh. So not only Shor shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor shel Yisroel is Chayev, Shor shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor shel Hekdesh is also Chayev. So for sure you pay Meitav. Why you have to have Kal Vachomer leHekdesh? It's Hainuach.
Why is everybody asking the Avnum
Dan was coming? Oh, I'm holding it out. It's Hainuach. It's Hainuach. You're telling me, no. Shor shel Yisroel shenogach shor shel Hekdesh is potu. You know what? It's Chayev. Shor shel Yisroel shenogach shor shel Hekdesh is Chayev. Yeah? It's Chayev. So it pays Meitav. You know, not only Shor shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor shel Yisroel, Shor shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor shel Shimon is also Chayev. Kal v'chomer. Pshita. Hainuach. Hainuach. And the Gemara is asking a kasha, you are wrong. On the kasha, you are wrong. L'chu, the Gemara had to add a kasha, why I need Kal v'chomer leHekdesh? Now, I want to be madgish. This kasha, the Raivet and the Teisa Shantz, B'toich HaDvorim, how tzach the kasha? the chab de kasher. And the Ravid learns that Eimechanami. So the Ravid says, this is the reason Shen v'regelo Moshul is chayev behegdash. So why the Gemara didn't answer, you need a pasuk for Shen v'regelo that is chayev behegdash. Rashi and Tezis learn hegdash is potu, if you mazik hegdash you potu, keret Shen v'regelo odom bo. But the Ravid learns only Shor Shel Yisrael shenogach Shor Shel Hegdash is potu. Shara Nezokim is chayev. So why the Gemara didn't answer? You need a kalvachim ala hegdesh for a case of shoshul if shen v'regel sheiziku hegdesh that you chayev. Zog the Ravid kipshit shenoy sen meitav. I don't need a kalvachim. So why bekeren we had a salgadaitoch? So he says a pshat. So it says reiyu v'loy shel hegdesh. So I will think reiyu v'loy shel hegdesh should be potu for meitav. Moses, and I need a kalvachim. Zog the Gemara, "Eyu v'loy shel hegdesh." You don't pay the chlal, so it's not negia. This is the way the Ravid has it bedoicha. But the nafkamina is that the Ravid doesn't have shver. What we will have shver right away when Tesis will want to prove that hegdesh is potul from all nezokim, not only from keren. Why the Gemara did not answer that we talk about shen v'regel? The Ravid learns because ain't a chalami. As haynu hach, you don't need a kalvachoyma. Only in Keren we had a salkedaito that you need a kalvachoyma. But them stay that we don't need a kalvachoyma. Oh, but if we don't learn like the Ravid, we learn like Rashi and Tesis. So we have again back to the question: why the Gemara is asking a kasha that it's not emes? That the Gemara had to ask, even if it's emes, that you chayev benezokim bebehegdesh, aber it's haynuach, I don't need a kalvachoyma lehegdesh. And the Rishonim answer, ein echanami. The Gemara could have answered it. So why the Gemara did not answer it? Adifa minei meshani. If the Gemara would ask, haynuach, you would say, why you asked haynuach? Ask, it's not emes. Lama zeh rovi de gemore? Kalvachim al hegdesh, mai kalvachim al hegdesh? Haynu ach, I don't need a posuk. So all the Rishayim will ask, haynu ach, you don't need a posuk? You anyway don't pay. Ask better. So the gemore asks better. So now we ask him, why should we ask? Shvachar. As I zog in the Rishayim. I think we have to learn like that. It's maybe it's ha-doichak bilcho is pshat. But we have to learn like that. That is the way you learn. So barzeh lo mimapshach de gemore. Zog the Gemara, Elo Elohim Rare Olai Mone Lebedek Abayitz. The Osi Gizbo V'Shokil Meidis. The Osi Gizbo V'Shokil Meidis. The Osi Gizbo V'Shokil Meidis. He said, Rare Olai Mone Lebedek Abayitz. The Osi Gizbo V'Shokil Meidis. So he was Mischayev and Mone Lebedek Abayitz. So B'Chai Gavne, the Gizbo is could be going from the Yidis. So the more lo yeh ela baal choyv, baal choyv bebeinemis. V'chitei mesover ki Rav Akiva, v'chitei mesover Rav Akiva kol baal choyv nami beidis. Ikel amifrach, ma la baal choyv shechen yofi koichu benazoki. Teimar behegde shehura koichu benazoki. That's the second chayrik of the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to arayn zetz. Listen carefully. The Gemara wants to arayn zetz. That the chiddush of Idis is legabe yarei olai money leberek abayis. He's mischayev money to berek abayis, and he has to pay in Idis. So the Gemara could be better from a baal choyv. Baal choyv pays beinis. Rabbi Akiva holds baal choyv pays Idis. So baal choyv pays Idis. So baal choyv pays Idis. Bemeile, we taught that here also yarei olai money leberek abayis. We'll pay Yiddis. So the Gemara is less from a Baal Choyim. Because Hura is not Kalva Choyim. It's Hura Koyche Ben Ezokim. Ari Mazik Hegdesh is Potu. So that is Hura Koyche Ben Ezokim. So it's not a Sforah that it'll be a Kalva Choyim that he will pay Ba'arei Olai Mona Lebedek Abayis, he will pay Yiddis. This is the Gemara. And here the Kasha is very Shver. Rabbeinu Peretz is Margish in the Kasha. It's Eisen, Eisen, Akash. What is the pshat in the Gemara here? What is the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara wanted to say that what is the case that Rabbi Akiva said Kal Vachomer LeHekdesh when you said Arei Olai Mone LeBerek Abayis? So it's like a Baal Choyv. He owes Mone LeBerek Abayis. So he will give me Yiddis. I Baal Choyv BeBeninis. Rabbi Akiva owes Baal Choyv is BeYiddis. So he's a Baal Choyv LeHekdesh, right? He's a Baal Choyv LeHekdesh. If he's a Baal Choyv LeHekdesh, so pshita that he pays BeYiddis. Why you have to come to the Kal Vachomer? The same question that I asked before. If we talk about Arei Olai Mone LeBerek Abayis, so now he owes money to Berek Abayis. If he owes money to Berek Abayis, so he's a Baal Choyv. Baal Choyv Dine Beidis. Rabbi Akiva saw Baal Choyv Dine Beidis. Of them, Zog the Kal Vachomer, who are Din LeHekdesh? Why you need a Kal Vachomer, Arei Olai? It's Hainu Ach. This is the tenets of the Gemara. I'm not saying it's a pircha kal vachomer. I'm not asking a pircha kal vachomer. I'm asking why the Gemara needs a kal vachomer before she knew the Reyusa. When the Reyusa doesn't have a kal vachomer.
It's not the same.
Why is that the same? So it's regular Baal Choyv. No, sorry. It's the same Baal Choyv. It's a Baal Choyv. I'm learning it out from somewhere, I have a pircha. If I don't have to learn it out from somewhere, there's no pircha. I'm not learning out, it's a regular Baal Choyv. It's a Baal Choyv. Not a Kal Vachomer on the Hekdesh. This is a Pirche.
It's a
Pirche on
the
Kal Vachomer, it's also a Pirche on the Mamtzin. It's not a Pirche. The Gemara knows the Pirche, she knows the Pirche. The Gemara was not learned that it's a Pirche. The Gemara was not learned that it's a Pirche. The Gemara learned that the Kal Vachomer is good. She didn't learn that it's a Pirche. What is it? It's a Shvache Pirche. It's a Shvache Pirche. But the Gemara didn't know the Pirche. And the Gemara wants to say that what is the Kal Vachomer LeHekdesh? That if you owe money to Hekdesh, you pay. Be'idis like Baal Choyv. If it's the Zelbe Zach HaZevi Baal Choyv. If it's the Zelbe Zach HaZevi Baal Choyv. So Baal Choyv Dine Be'idis, this is also Dine Be'idis. You don't have to come to Kal Vachomer LeHekdesh. You don't have to come to Kal Vachomer LeHekdesh. Why did he come to Chaim Alei? Now we're going with the Reisif. Now there's no Gemara. This is the Reis Alam. Yes. B'meile, this is better than the Rishonim's Kasha before. And before we answer, the Gemara asks better that it doesn't start. Sinish Temes. Here the Gemara is not asking better. She's only shlugging the Kal Vachomer. It's not called a better kasha. The Gemara, before we answer, you read that the Gemara could have said that it's Hainuach. She asks better, Sheker, you don't pay. No, it's not true. You pay. It's Hainuach. Instead of asking Hainuach, you're shlugging the Kal Vachomer. Yes, that it can't be Pshat and Rabbi Akiva, because if it's the Pshat and Rabbi Akiva, you don't need to come to Kal Vachomer. It's Hainuach. It's not a Kal Vachomer, say it's Hainuach. Maybe it's another Kasha, you're right. It's better than another Kasha. What is the Pshat and the Gemara there? But the Maskol Vadai, the Kasha is Shvah. The man said, Shmuel, why I need to come to Kal Vachomer? It's Hainuach. If Baal Choyv Dine Beidis, it's Hainuach. If Baal Choyv Dine Beidis, and Arei Olai Mone LeBerek Abayis is a Baal Choyv, it's Hainuach. Those are the Kasha. So why I have to come to Kal Vachomer? And the Gemara doesn't ask that Kasha. She just shlugs the Kal Vachomer. She just shlugs the Kal Vachomer. This is the Kasha. So the answer on this is, it's Be'asem HaMachleik is Tumim V'Ktzois. We know when a person says, Arei Olai Mone LeBerek Abayis, why he has to keep his word? If I tell you, Zemi, I'll give you tomorrow $100, I have to give it? No? Once, you ready to answer? If I say, I'll give you tomorrow $100, I have to give you? No. Without a Kinyan, I don't have to give? Yes, if I say, I'll give you $100, no, I have to give you? So why here you have to give? What? Amirosoy legovoya, kemesirosoy lehed yadon. Zog de kzois besimen samach zayin zivkot nalef, beshem de tumim. Amirosoy legovoya, kemesirosoy lehed yad, is only an idols. This bench belongs to Hegdash, so it becomes belongs to Hegdash. This jacket will be to Hegdash, so it becomes belongs to Hegdash. But if you promise money, davar she'eino misuyem, you don't say amirosu legovaya kimsirosu le'edyet. Why you have to give it le'egdash? Midin neda. Midin neda. But without the neda, you don't have to give it. As I learned it to me. The difference is, if it's midin amirosoy, it's shivud momen. If it's midin neda, it's like a mitzvah. If you die, so I'm also going to go back and say, basically, we'll take it from your kids. If it's Medin Neder, it's a shame if your kids have to keep your Neder or not. Zog de Kzois vetousu beyodai. The Amrinin bo bekame da vova mutbeis, hainu baal choiv. Harimevuer bo bekame da vova mutbeis, shaoim erareo laimone lebedek abais, kemoiser shtarchoiv lechaveiroi, shemeshubed leimome. The Kzeis learns, the Gemara said, Hainu Baal Choyv, it's a regular Choyv le'egdash. So we'll start. Lefi Netumim, we have an answer. It's not a regular Baal Choyv, really. It's not a regular Baal Choyv. It's like a Baal Choyv, but it's not a real Baal Choyv. Rashi and Gittin, they have it here in the Musaf Rashi and Vov Amud Beis, the last one. Vov Amud Beis, the last one in Musaf Rashi. Elo Baal Choyv, Bedibure Be'alme. What Rashi means to say? It's not a real Mesirosu Legovoya Kem Rosu Legovoya. Amirosu Legovoya Kem Sirosu Le'edya. So here really, he didn't really give it to the Hegdash. So it's less from a Baal Choyv. No, it's Kalvachoyim Ale Hegdash. A regular Baal Choyv pays Idis. Here you need to come to Kalvachoyim because it's a little bit less. And the Gemara says, it's a birche. So the Fina Tumim and the Loshen Rashi. What? Good. Even the Be'etzim is less. Okay, Hegdash, because it's Hegdash, it's Kalvachoyim. Because Hegdash. Because it's Hegdash. Again, if it's the same, you don't need a Kalvachoyim. The answer is, Hegdash Be'etzim is worse, because the Chiyuv is not a fully Chiyuv. It's only a nether, but we say kal v'chaymer. If the head you
what the chiv is.
Yeah.
If the chiv is.
If it's the same, you don't need a kal v'chaymer. You need a kal v'chaymer to something that is not the same, but is a reason to mechayev.
This is less reason to mechayev.
Again, less reason to mechayev as the choyv, but more reason to mechayev as the hegdash.
This is not a reason to mechayev.
The Moses is a kal v'chaymer le hegdash. I might go more straight. The hegdash is a reason. How is that? The Gemara says is a reason. The Gemara says, it's the same case as a Yischaivus, just it's a lower Yischaivus. Again, if it's the same case, you don't need a Kal V'Chaymer. This is what we asked before. This is the whole, we're going the whole Rishayni. If it's the same kind of Mechayev, Mali Hegdash, Mali Chaveiroi, and both you have to give it Meitav. The reason you have to come to a Kal V'Chaymer is why? Because the Yischaivus is the least Yischaivus. So it's a Chiyuv. But while he's a less ischaivus, he had to come to a kal v'chaymer le'egdash. They're asking, but they don't understand. They're telling that if it's not the same kind of ischaivus, we'll not help a kal v'chaymer. Because. Yeah. Again, we're asking a kasha, the rishonim omer reneinu, that hegdash and hedyot be'etzim are the same. So if we're learning out one from each other, why you need a kal v'chaymer? It's haynuach. Mali Ruven, Mali Shimon, Mali Hegdash. A kal v'chaymer le'egdash. It's haynuach. This was the Rishonim's kash. And the first Gemara said, "Ein echnami." The Gemara said, "Better." But it's not emes. You don't pay Hegdash. Now the Gemara says it's a bal choy. So the kasha comes back again. So Rabbi Peretz is meramitz. That is the answer. Rabbi Peretz is meramitz. The answer is beetzem it's not a real ischayves on Rabbi Peretz. It's a less ischayves because it's amiroso legavay kisros legin like the tumim. It's not chal only bedavar misuim. Bedavar shem misuim. It's only a ischayves of a neder, a shibud of a neder. So it's a shibud. Beis din could take it. You gave it that neder. But while it's a less shibud, it's not hainuach, and only because the kal v'chomer it's included. They're asking, no, if it's not a Zelbe Chiyuv, the Kalvachem will not help. You're asking them. Mm-hmm. Why not? Yeah, it's a different Chiyuv. How do you say Kalvachem? It's more Chomer, but it's a different case.
Now that he's Chayev, I explain it as he's
Chayev. Yeah, but he's Chayev in a different kind of Chiyuv.
Different kind of Chiyuv.
So who's telling? You're right, there is a more reason to Mechayev, but it's a different kind of Chiyuv. How do you make the Kalvachem?
It's a lower dagger. It's a lower dagger. Now that he's Chayev, Chayev made a Vonat, he's a Kalvachem, but the Kedesh is more Chomer. So he's going to pay for Shomer. This is more Chomer. This is more Chomer.
It's
not a Vonat. But Mikol Makoyim, Mikol Makoyim, this is good. Lefi the Tumim and Rashi and Giti. Lemaisa Diktzoi says that it's a Ischayvus Gmura. It's a regular Balchoy. Okay, on them he says the Gemara could not call it Haynu Balchoy. If the Gemara says Haynu Balchoy, so Ischayvus Gmura. Ischayvus Gmura. So Ischayvus Gmura. The Meiri also stated that it's a Ischayvus Gmur. The Meiri says, La alocha, oi merare olai mone lebedek abayis, goivim ibeinenis. Hare olai mone lebedek abayis, goivim ibeinenis. Why goivim ibeinenis? If it's a nether, you goivim ziburis. Hare baal choiv dine beziburis. The only reason you goivim ibeinenis is shletil and deles bifnei lovim. Here is no shletil and deles. So if it's a regular Baal Choyim, it's a Leiplut. But if it's not a regular Baal Choyim, you'll be given from Ziburis. So, state in the Ktzois and in the Meiri that it's a regular Baal Choyim. If it's a regular Baal Choyim, again we're going back to understand Vosi the Pshat in the Gore. Why you need a Kal V'Choyim on the Egdash? Why you need a Kal V'Choyim on the Egdash? The answer is the Pshat HaGemore. The Pshat is as a, I understand the Zokim pay Idis. Why Baal Choyv will pay Idis? Why the Gemore had a tzad that Baal Choyv will pay Idis? I want to go maybe to the step before, that's what you asked before Moshe. The Gemara said in the beginning, Elo lo'oi merare olai mone lebedek abayis, da'osi gizbar v'shokil me'idis. For the Gemara lo'i, Elo ba'al choyv, dine be'beinanis, so why is getting a Yidis? Why the Gemara had a tzad, that bo'oi merare olai mone lebedek abayis, he will pay Yidis? Why was such a tzad, that bo'oi merare olai mone lebedek abayis, will pay Yidis? Why? Nezikim pays Yidis. Why Baal Choyv will pay this? And the Ma'aseh, the Gemara says, "Some of Rabbi Akiva, every Baal Choyv pays this." Why? What?
Roshen of
the Mother doesn't know about Roshen for sure. I don't even know. The answer is Baal Choyv is not. The Gemara understands that every person that has to pay money has to pay meita. You write Nezikin, the reason he has to pay money because he damaged, but the bottom line is that he owes money, and because he owes money, he has to pay.
Why is
it possible? Again, without the pasuk in Nezikin, I would not know the parsha of meita. Is nischadish in the parsha of Nezikin that when you owe money, you pay meita? But I will explain. Why Baal Choyv is doing it in Nezikin? Baal Choyv is also like Nezikin. You also damage. He gave you $100, he lost $100, and you're replacing the $100. Exactly the same thing. One second. What is Baal Choyv? I lost $100 and you're replacing it. What is the difference if I lost it because you ate it or because I was very nice and I gave it? Same thing happened. Because of you, I lost $100. What? My animal is Nezikin. So I pay for sure. When my animal takes the money, I pay meitav. Not only when an animal. If you took my money, you also have to pay meitav. If your animal took my money, I pay you meitav. And you yourself, Kenneth, you took my money. Oh, you're not paying me meitav. Say I was nice. It's good. I would lose because I was nice.
There's no blessing.
What? I get. This was the tzad of the Gemara. This was the tzad of the Gemara that a Baal Choyv will pay Meitav. So I want to explain. We'll read the Gemara inside. Rishonim Amiram is it here. Elo Boim Berare Olay Mona Lebedek Abayis. The Osi Gizbor Veshokil Meidis. As even when I owe money to my friend, I pay Meitav. When I owe money to Hegdesh, Kal B'chayma, that I pay Meitav. Zog the Gemara, I'm sorry, when I owe money to Hegdesh, if when I owe my friend, Alf Nezokim, I pay Meitav. When I owe Hegdesh, I would not pay Meitav. So what is the Shaychus? Baal Choyv, when I owe money to my friend, I don't pay Meitav. So why when I owe money to Hegdesh, I will pay Meitav? Doesn't make sense. So again, that the beginning of the Gemara was a salkedaitoch, that like when I owe money to my friend as the Zikim, I pay Meitav. Who would think when I owe money to Hegdesh, I will pay Meitav? Zog the Gemara, but when you owe money to your friend, he don't pay Meitav. So why when I owe money to Hegdesh, how I could learn it out from my friend? Zog the Gemara, no, when I owe money to my friend, I also pay Meitav. Now, but why is it Kal V'Choymer and it's not Ainuach? Because dear, I owe money to my friend because I took his money, and I'm replacing his money. And Hegdesh, I didn't take money from Hegdesh. This is the reason you have to come to a Kal V'Choymer. Oh, but it's a Kal V'Choymer. It's not Hainuach. This is the Tzus of the Shmaisa. Again, the Tzus of the Shmaisa is the Gemara was Medame Choyv of Nezikin L'Choyv LeHegdesh. So the Gemara, but Choyv LeChaveiro is not the same. So no, even Chov Lechaveiro is also Yiddish. So now the Gemara wants the Medam Chov LeHegdesh LeChov LeChaveiro. Even that it's not mamish the same, because Chov LeChaveiro you owe because that he took, so he has to replace. So you're right, Misvora doesn't have to be the same. But if Rabbi Kiva holds that it's the same, so now we have a tzad, even when I owe money LeHegdesh. Now by money LeHegdesh, I'm not replacing money that I owe Hegdesh. This is the reason you have to come to Kal V'Choymer, because it's not mamish, Hainuach. So again, it's a tzus of the Shmaise. The Gemara was medame choyv lechaveiro as nezikim lechoyv lehegdesh. So the Gemara, but first choyv lechaveiro as moment is not the same. So mechatei se hegdesh. No, but choyv lechaveiro is also Yiddis. Now, choyv lechaveiro is Yiddis, why? Tzdoyme le nezokim. This is what Rabbi Kiva holds. Man nezokim you replace be Yiddis. When you owe money, you also replace. But be hegdesh, I'm not really replacing. And Hegdesh, I'm stop giving money. But the Gemara wanted to say, Kal V'Choymer LeHegdesh. Of them, Zog the Gemara, like in Ezekiel, we see that Hegdesh is Shvacher. Pirche is a Shvacher, a Pirche. Memele, you cannot learn out. From Baal Choyv LeChaveiroi, Baal Choyv LeChaveiroi learned from Ezekiel, like, dear, you have to replace Yiddis, you also have to replace Yiddis. Masha'engen BeHegdesh, we see that it's Shvach, that Benazikim yourself you potu. But maybe you cannot learn out Hegdesh from Chaveiro. This is the Tzus of the Shmaise, Alibe de Akzois, on Alibe the Rishonim that learn that it's a real Baal Choyv. When you say Ariel, I'm on the Benegabais, it's Mamish a regular Baal Choyv. Maybe it's not the Gemara Lohilom, the Nogach Tura Didan, the Tura de Hegdesh. The Kokashel or Shorayo, Marahmon, and Social Egdish, or Kibis, so like Shem Manassi, the town of Shem Manassi, Oimer, Social Egdish, and Noga Social Egdish, Potu, Social Hediot, and Noga Social Egdish, Bentam, Ben Mood, Meshalem, Nezik Shom. This is the first Chalik of the Gemara. And now, let me again to the Ikara Gemara. So, it's Mevur in the Gemara that Shorayo, Veloy, Social Egdish, you Potu, Chutman Maskonet, or Kibis, so like Shem Manassi. And Rashi learns that from Shor Re'eyu ve'lo Yishor Shel Hegdesh, you pater not only Kerem, you pater Ale Ovis Nezikim. Boir, Shor, Odom, Regel. We said yesterday in Rashi Bayos is a shtikl meduyek. Rashi Tesa Mudbeis is mefurish. Vekulu yalfinen mereyu velo yishal egdash. Lamezan tesis. Teime. Velukma beshen veregel. Shiziku es a egdash. The hosom lek sivreyu. ומיקרן לקל המילף, דאין המועדס מתחילוסו, ובזה יושב את התחת נסיני ישלם כסף נמי לילפינן, ויסקב לו אלו לידע שלו ממיתם. דילי חולמילה לפתור כולו מתום ובשזרה ובקלים ובסולם וקדושים. ויש לו אמר דכולו נזיקים פטורים בהקדש, כנמוכח בירושלמי בריש הנזוקים. וכלומר עושו במה אנו כיומים? אי בהכשר נזיקים, הותנין אשר ראיו ולא אשר של הקדש. הכשר means all always, הכשר. אם בגודיס כגופוי אודם המאזיק אותו מרפחי הנזוקים להגדס הנזוקים לגבויה אלו באוי מרחי אולי לבנק הבייס משמע דולים השכחס נזוקים בהגדש לא יבשן ולא יברגל ולא יבאודם המאזיק אלו באוי מרחי אולי מונן. So we have to remember this חלק of Tesvus is nice and it's not nice. Tesvus is trying to bring a raya that you potter an הגדש and all of the obvious נזיקים. Now, what is this raya? Firstly, ask the kasha, because if not, why the Gemara didn't answer Shein Veregel? And he says, Yipotu. Raya from the Yerushalmi. Interesting. So that Yerushalmi's maskona is that we're talking about Arei Olai Mone Lebede Kabais. Right? Our Gemara doesn't like it. Our Gemara shlugged it. Shechin Hura Koichoi Ben Azikim. The Yerushalmi didn't say the shlug of our Gemara. You're bringing a raya from the Yerushalmi that the Bavli anyway does agree with the Yerushalmi. What is the machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi? Taisus doesn't bother him. He just says, "Stam." Yerushalmi said, "Hechsher nezokim, it's not shayach. Odom amazik, it's not shayach. Boi me'ereh olay mona lebedek habayis." Our Gemara said that this is not a gishmak ezach because there's no kalvachim ala hegdesh. Because Male Egdesh, Shechen Hura Koyche Ben Ezokim. Why the Yerushalmi doesn't say it? So here, two Zachen. First, we have to know why the Yerushalmi didn't say the Shlogi of the Bavli, and why it doesn't bother Tesis Bichlam. Stop, Kedemucha Ben Yerushalmi. Granted, this Yerushalmi doesn't shkim with the Bavli. Say it. Okay, then it doesn't shkim Zogin or Rishonim. But Chotch, I found in the Yerushalmi that he holds that you potter me Echshon Ezikim. וכן משמע במסניסים לטון הנחוסים שאין בו מעילה הכולו אובס קוי אפילו הנזיקים דעודו למען דעומר מה וזה עודו ועודו משמול באשויר כי יויכל פרט למזיק ולמשל למחוימש ומשמע הוקרן חייב היינו מדי רבונות עודו ממזיק אז חייב מדי רבונות דרישי נמסי שלא יבואו לזלזל ונראה דשאר נזוקים דפטורים מהגנש גמרינן מקרן מאודום ובויר the potu by psula and mekdosh. So Tesis has tzadashove, odom, boir, v'shor. Later Tesis will say that from odom alein you could learn. But the vowel Tesis says that you learn out from odom, shor, v'bo. Tzadashove, that you potu by mazik hekdosh. So lo mehei p'tzachot. So we have a machleikis Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says, re'eyu v'loy shel hekdosh, you pater every mazik hekdosh. Russian Rashi and Daftes, Kulu Yalfinen. The Navke Kulu Nezokim, Mishoy Reyu Veloy Shalayidash. And Taisa says, you can learn out from there. Again, to make it clear, well, from Masber. Shita Sarayv and the Meiri, Einechanami, only Karen is Potu. Shen Veregel is Chayev Behegdash. Odom is Chayev Behegdash. Tesis says, no. I learn like Rashi. I have three rayas. Why the Gemara didn't answer Meshein Veregel? The Raya answered it. I have a Yerushalmi that state that you potu. And I have a Stomev of the Mishneh that I state that I'm potu. So Tesis has three rayas that the din is like Rashi. Why the Gemara didn't answer by us Shein Veregel? That we saw that the Raya doesn't care about this Kasha. Fakelti says that the Gemara didn't answer because I know Ach. But then he has a raya from the Yerushalmi. we'll have to answer what the Ravid will answer, and also we'll have to answer the Bavli Ari doesn't hold from the Yerushalmi. Ma Machleik is Bavli Yerushalmi. We'll have to get to that. And then he has a Raya from Stomed the Masnis in Lekamon. והכולו אובס קוי ואפילו הנזיק עם דאודום סתם, נענה גשמה כשפרח הכולו אובס קוי ואפילו האודום הרי דאיקר זה לא דווקא אודום, שם ורגל הכולו אובס קוי ואפילו האודום ובמילה תייסר סייס from where we learn the פטור on שער אובס נזיקים צד השווה שור, בויר שור, בור ואודום ולפוטו בהקדש We learn out Shar Ovis Nezikim. And Rashi learns out Kulu Yalfin and Mishol Veleodom Chamor Mishol Reyu Reyu Veloy Shel Ekdesh. And Tesis had a kasha. How you can learn it out from Reyu Veloy Shel Ekdesh? Malik Keren Shechin Ein Moeles Bitchilos As a Pircha. How you can learn Kulu Ovis that Potu Be'ekdesh Mi Reyu Veloy Shel Ekdesh As a Svor Malik Keren שכן אין מועלס מתחילוס What is the מחלקס? What is the מחלקס? So we'll start There's a lot of תירה גשמק את תירה and the אמס את תירה We have to prove that it's אמס I want to start it מסודה We'll start it We'll be מי מדחקירה Reb Leib Malim, Reb Nochem, Reb Leib and Simon and Gimel, is my midachkira very sharp. What is the gather of the miut? If Reheu veloy shel Hekdesh. We have a miut. Igach ish shoy Reheu, Reheu veloy shel Hekdesh. What is the miut? Zot Reb Leib has two ways to understand the miut. One way to understand the miut Azevi is a miut, boir potur ala keilim. Why boir is potur ala keilim? Why boir is potur ala keilim? There's a question. Esh is potur ala tomo. Why? Kach. Boir is potur shov lo yodo. Shen veregel potur b'shusarad. It's a nozik zeh yasa kosu. Shoir is potur an hekdesh. Why? Kach. Why esh is potur ala tomo? But I understand that. I will explain to you this. It's a miut. Esh is potur and tomud. Boir is potur and keilim. Right? Boir is potur and keilim. Shoir is potur and hegdesh. Also something interesting. It's potur. This is one side. The hilchoseim fun shor patters hegdesh. It's another side. It's not midine ha-shoir. As a din that shoy reiu veloy shel hekdesh, you cannot owe chiyuv nezokim lehekdesh. You cannot owe money to hekdesh. Maybe in another nusach, the same thing. Hekdesh doesn't have a schus tvias nezokim. It's a miut that is no mechayev to hekdesh. Lat lat, soon to be klo. Where is the nafkimine? Zog Reb Leib. If the miut is like the first tzad, azevi bor potur ala keilim, shor potur b'shus harabim, esh potur al tomun, shor es potur an hegdash, why? An hegdash is different. It's yellow. It's different. So it's only a miut from Karen. But you can learn out shen v'regel. Like I didn't learn out Shen Veregel Potur Al Akeilim from Bor, I can learn out Shen Veregel Potur An Hekdesh from Keren. No? But if the gather of the miut is not that it's Midin Il Choseim Shel Keren, listen carefully, it's a din that I can owe money Le Hekdesh. Hekdesh doesn't have a Schus Tviya. So it's no shaykhis to the din of Keren. It's no shaykhis to the Keren. It's a din of Nezikin that Hekdesh doesn't have a schus tviya. If it's a svara that Hekdesh doesn't have a schus tviya, If Hegdish doesn't have a schus tviya, mali keren, mali shen, mali regel. I will explain. You're asking me chetesa to make the drosha like that. I want to ask you, Moshe, if you mazik a goy, you chayev? Shoy reyu, velo yishor shel knayni. This is the drosha. Why when you mazik a goy, you potu? From where we learn it. Reyu, velo yishor knayni, zok rashi. I'm asking you, I hear Karen. How we know that Shal always nazikim you potu? Why is no tesis on it in Shas? Why is no tesis in Shas that say, how I know that if a Shen Veregel is Mazik a Goy, you potu? I have a mute on Karen. The Teretz is, the mute is that Goy doesn't have Schusi. Not that a Shor of a Goy is a different kind of Shor. B'meile, Zot Reblei, first they hear the Nusach, then the Oichoches. Teisves learn, Babu Sich, we'll start from the first Oichoche, everything a big law. Teisves learn the gather of Miyut. Oish, Reheyu v'loish alegdesh. What is the Miyut of Reheyu v'loish alegdesh? Azei v'shol potur, bor potur al akelim, esh potur al tomun, shoir is potur when he's negeach. It will be a din, shor is only if he's negeach something that is high 2 feet, not more from 2 feet. So it's a din and shor. Bor no shaychis to the height of the chayfetz. A fire doesn't shaychis. As a din, shor is only if he's negeach, head your dike zachen. Hegdish dike zachen are a different zach. When the hezber, shmira, kudish boruch hu, shoymer, as a mele isli mazle, as a, so I'm not so chayiv. It's a andere zach. It's a mute in Karen. And Sharov is Nazikim, I don't have that mute. I can't learn it out. It's a birche. Male keren, shechem, ey moedes mit chilosoi. A shvache mazik. Rashi learned, it's not a mute in the maise negiche of keren. The mute is that Hegdish doesn't have a schus moment. If the mute is that Hegdish doesn't have a schus moment, if the mute is that Hegdish doesn't have a schus moment, if Hegdish doesn't have a schus moment, Reyu v'loishel Hegdish. The gather of the miut is that you cannot owe money to Hegdish. This is the gather. Why is the gather? But this is the gather. So Mali Keren Mali Shalov is Nezikin. Klo? I'll give you one example and you will chat. Taisa says, so you can't learn it out from Shor v'Reyu. You have to learn mitzad Shor v'Shoir, Odom v'Boy. And all the three we found that you potu on Hegdesh, we learn out l'Shar Ovis Nezikim. Come, we'll start, we'll take the case of Bor. Avu shtei that Bor is potu on Hegdesh. What Taisa brings down? Psula Mugdoshim v'kol shiken Hegdesh. Why show Boris Potter on Psula Mugdoshim? No? What? It says in the Pasuk, V'ameis I Eloi, when it's dead, he gets it, Balabor, Balashor, Sugis. And Psula Mugdoshim, and Poinim is like Doshim, Le'achilom Le'klovim. You can't give dogs to eat from the Nevele. So there's nothing more to do in the Nevele. Ask him. I want to ask you a shayla. As a Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel, if you have a shor psula mugdoshim, what is shor psula mugdoshim? You had a pchoir, was born a pchoir in your Eidah, and now it has a mum, psula mugdoshim, belongs to you. If you make a isha, mekudeshes, yeah, it's yours. If you want to sell it to make money, you could. The only thing you can eat, leochlo, v'lo legizo. What would be if a shoir is negeach shoir psula mugdoshim? You have a shoir psula mugdoshim. My shoir is negeach your shoir psula mugdoshim. I pay or I don't pay? What do you think Svora is? My shoir is negeach your shoir psula mugdoshim. I pay or I don't pay? If someone steals your shoir psula mugdoshim, he has to pay you? What? It's worth money. So if my shor is negeach your shor psula mikdashim, I have to pay. Shteit in the Gemara and Daf Nun Gimel, you pay. It's Momen Hedyot. Show Psule HaMukdoshim is Momen Hedyot. Again, Shoy Psule HaMukdoshim is regular Momen Hedyot. So if my show is Negeach Shoy Psule HaMukdoshim, the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel, you pay. Not gold hegdish. Not gold hegdish. It's regular money. If it falls to a boyer, the bala boyer is potu. Why the bala boyer is potu? it's not a real hegdish. Oh, but what is the ptul? The amesi eloi. Val shol psula mukdoshim. You cannot use the nevela. So the mele loy karinen bei the amesi eloi. B'meile you potu. So again, shor psula mukdoshim that fell to a boyer. Why you potu? Val shteit v'ameisi eloi. So it's not midin ptur kochim really. The ptur is val shteit v'ameisi eloi. And psula mukdoshim, you can't say v'ameisi eloi. So you potu. Maskim. So, let me laugh. So I want to ask you first a shayla. So, show psula mekdoshim that fell to a boyer, you potu. Why you potu? Amesi eloi. So, how Tesis learns out from there that boyer is potu on kochim? How Tesis learns out from there that boyer is potu on kochim? What is the shaykhs to kochim? Kalvachoyim. What do you kalvachoyim? Here it's a dinet v'amesi eloi. Yeah, so it's not a din kochim. It's v'ameisi eloi. And psula mekdoshim, you can't call it v'ameisi eloi. Right? In psula mekdoshim, we can't call it v'ameisi eloi. Because the meisis taka doesn't go to him. But it's not really a ptur of kochim. No, but pshat is, l'maise, this animal, you cannot eat. So it's a mute that these kind of animals are potur and bol. If these animals are potur and bol, then they have epis from hegdesh, kosher in a real hegdesh, then the potur. Because the fact that you can't eat them is also a kind of kochim dika aloch. And poidim is a kochim la'achilam leklov. I want to ask you a shayla. Lefi Rashi, shor psule amukdoshim, Shenofa leboyer, and the boyer is potu, is the shaykh is to the droshev Reyu veloy shel hekdesh? Reyu veloy shel hekdesh said, I don't have to pay hekdesh. Here we are discussing to pay hekdesh or to pay the private person. Who am I discussing to pay here? Private person or the hekdesh? If I would have to pay on Shop Sula Mekdoshim, I would pay hekdesh or I would pay a private person? What? If Shop Sula Mekdoshim would fall into my bowl, and I would have to pay, to who I would pay? To who I would pay? What? You own a Shop Sula Mekdoshim fell into my bowl. If I would have to pay, to who I would pay? What? To the owner. To Hashem or to the owner? To the owner. So the mute is that I don't pay the owner. Why I don't pay the owner? Yes, so what is the mute? That in Hegdesh I don't pay. It's a mute that is no chiyuv to Hegdesh, or is a mute that if I mazik a maise Hegdesh, I'm potu. What is the mute? Again. Lefi Rashi, the mute of Re'eyu veloy shel Hegdesh is, don't own money to Kochim. Don't pay Hashem. Hashem, you don't pay Nezikim. You pay your friend, you don't pay Hashem. And we learn out all the obvious Nezikim. Lefitesis, we said, the miut is not don't pay Hashem. If I mazik double shel hegdesh, like if I mazik a cheer in a boy rampotu, a tamun in esh rampotu, something that it looks koidesh, that chefze, if I mazik, I'm potu on the peulo of the hezek. Here's the nafkimine. If I mazik in a boy, shor psule amukdoshi. So Taisa says, it's the same miut, kol sheken if I mazik hegdesh. There the miut is that I don't own money to kochim, or the miut is that a maise double kodosh, if I mazik, I'm not chayev. Dear the mute is davar kadosh. If I'm mazik, I'm not chayev. But lefi Rashi, that the mute is re'eyu veloy shel hegdish, that I can own money to hegdish. You could make tzara shava from boyer. What is tzara shava from boyer? Boyer, the money is to the head yet. So why I'm potter on boyer? What? No, what chelik hegdish? What chelik hegdish?
It is, but it's kodesh.
It's kodesh till tomorrow. To who I have to pay the money? To my friend. It's re'eyu. The mute deer is that I'm potter on black things. Well, black, call hegdish, gold things. Something that looks gold, I don't pay. As I say, I'm potter on boy, on keilim, I'm potter on esh. Lefi Rashi is not tzad hashove shoir, odom, and bor. Bor is bichlan that a miut of reyu v'lo yishel hegdish. Deer is the zaitik a miut. That a dover kodosh that falls to boy, I'm potter. Tesis learned that Re'eyu v'lo yishel hegdish is also the same kind of miut. Kiyoichal prat lemazik is also the same kind of miut. So here we have the machlekes of the blame mali. Here is one echetimtze that we get the echetimtze. We get the echetimtze. Lefi Rashi, the miut of Re'eyu v'lo yishel hegdish is that I would never pay money to Hashem als nezikim. Nezikim is a payment to friends, not to Hashem. Hashem is out of the parsha of nezikim. If you want the hesber, I heard once the hesber, I think Rav Salvover says, was a person that broke a window in the king's house. So he came to pay back the king. So they killed him. They wanted to kill him. He said, I want to pay back. The king needs your money to pay him back. What you did, you have to come to ask, sorry. You don't have to replace Hashem. Hashem is managing. I'm not saying it's a svara alamol. You say, Avada, you have to pay. It's a svara, it's no, I'm also into Babchish Noizen. It's no pashas nezik in klapi gavoya. Gavoya is not handling with you. You broke me, you damaged me, pay me. It's not about double. Two people are fighting. It's a chushan mishpot. How to handle when two human beings have a discussion. There's no you and Hashem fighting. You mazik Hashem, pay him good, pay him bad. You don't pay Hashem. It's not Nezokim, it's Re'eyu. The parsha of Nezokim is Re'eyu. This is Shitas Rashi. And if it's such a droshe, Zok Reblei, we learn out all of the obvious Nezikim, one from each other. We learn all the obvious Nezikim from each other. Lefiteisvis is Bichlam, not such a miut. The miut is that Dovor Kodosh is no parsha of Nezokim and Dovor Kodosh. Where we saw the Moshe, we saw it in Boyer. Taisa said, Bor is one of the three places that we make Tzad HaShove. Shoyer, Odom, Veboyer. And the Boyer, the Tashlumim was to L'Re'eyu. Tashlumim was not L'Hegdesh. The Miut was on the Maxim Mazik. How Taisa made a Tzad HaShove from them? The Teretz says, Taisa learns that it's a Miut and the Maxim Mazik. If it's a miut, Frank Tesis, I can. Karen has a miut in Beshusorabi, Chotzinese, has a miut leHegdish. I can learn now. Shar Ovis Nezikim from Karen. I'll give you the Saber Esarizen, another Nafkemime. What would be if a Kohen is Mefagel, a Korban of his friend? It's Mefagel, a Korban of his friend. He took chattis of his friend and he was mefagelet in Beis HaMikdash. He has to pay or he doesn't have to pay? It's often a gemara, but he has to pay or he doesn't have to pay? Now, so Taisa says, maybe with the Rabbonon, Kiyecha Palamazik, a person pays. I want to start to think together. Who is asking for the money now? My friend. He doesn't have a chattis. Lefi Rashi is no mute here. Mask him. It could be Garmi. Could be Hezek, Shein, and Nika. Oh, but who wants the money? I took the chattas of my friend and I damaged it. Who I damaged? My friend. Oh, but what I damaged? Hegdish. The feet tases and potu. I damaged Hegdish. This is Kodesh. Not Sulam Ugdoshim. This is Kodesh Ligamre. Kodesh Ligamre and potu. I pay me the Rabbonon, Tesis says, but Odom Amazik, they made a takon of the Rabbonon. Aber lefi Rashi, I will pay me the reise. Lefi Rashi was never a miut. Aber lo yitzuyer, I didn't damage a chatas of my friend. I was a kohen gadol b'yom kippurim, and I damaged the chatas of yom kippurim. I have to pay the Beis Hamikdash now or not? Beis Hamikdash lost money now. I have to pay the Beis Hamikdash? Now, even if you're Rashi, I don't have to. Because now it's a shaila to pay Hashem. Again, if I damage the chatas of my friend, if he tastes, I'll be potul, if he Rashi, I'll be chayev. If I damage the chatas of Yom Kippurim, so who is now? Now, Beis Hamikdash had a big hefset. Till they got two cows, the whole avodah of Beis Hamikdash, everything has to be redone. Thousands of dollars Beis Hamikdash lost. So they come over with me to pay. So I have to pay. V'loy hegdash, reyu, v'loy shel hegdash. Firashi and potu. Aber lo yitzir, I damage the chatas of my friend, even that it's a koidesh, aber who is losing? My friend. So the firati, Rashi, I will pay. Lefi tesis, I'll be potu legambe. Nu shu es margish in this nafkemine. So the firashi, we could have a yichatin so that someone is mazik hegdash, and you will pay. Because the mute is not shol shel hegdash. The mute is now here's the nekuda. Reyu veloy shel hegdash. Not the shoyr is shol shel hegdash. The mechayev is reyu veloy shel hegdash. Lefitezes the mute is a shoyr shel reyu veloy shol shel hegdash. Not the damage shel hegdash. This is the nekuda. The firashi, the miut is to damage your friend and not Hashem. And it's one drosha for everything. The fitesis is what kind of shor walking on four has eyes and is not kadosh. If he has one of these chesroimis, he has three or four feet or five eyes, or he's kadosh, I'm not chayim. Doesn't make a difference to who I'm paying. Doesn't make a difference to who I'm paying. Well, see, this is the Rashi and Heyo Mudalev. When Rashi speaks about Mefagel, Rashi says that he's chayev if it's chata shel chaveiroi. Fayt ibn Yeshua, why chata shel chaveiroi? Because Mefagel the chatev, Beis HaMikdash. Dear the Teretz is, he's potur, hey, you veloy shel Hekdash. Rashi wanted a case that you chayev. Rashi wanted a case that you chayev. Chata shel chaveiroi, you chayev. Fitez is, you potur. Stop.
Yeah, everyone's asking what's pshat there, Rabbi Kiva. Why would Rabbi Kiva holding this in the history?